We have to find him. I'll warn the elders.
Find him? And do what?
Whatever we can.
I tried to go after her, but I could barely sit up. My body was still fighting off the venom's influence. I raised a shaky arm towards the door as she left, while the other woman, the marksman, just raised an eyebrow at me.
I mean, you can keep trying, but it's a bit sad. Just wait it out.
Who are you?
You're on tribal ground, girl. Seminoles of Florida. Represent.
What? What? Where is this? Where?
Oh, there's some places Crusaders do not fuck with. Some bayous in Louisiana, a few forests here and there, and here, in the Everglades. Have you ever seen a swamp get mad at a priest?
No.
Oh, you have not lived. Even the plants go out of their way to get them. It's insane. The old man even tried air bombing us at one point, but it didn't go so well for him.
What happened?
Birds.
Birds.
I guess he had to be there. Actually, speaking of, what's up with the fucking wings, Flamingo?
It's a long story.
Long or just boring?
Long.
Or boring.
Why should I tell you anything? I don't even know your name.
Rihanna Rockefeller. Yes, that is my name. Now spill.
A day later and I was still fighting. Sleeping when I could, eating what I killed, and drinking from the rivers. In the water, my reflection returned a golden gaze to me. I could see a thin layer of fur growing on my shoulders. I could feel my nails hardening, sharpening. And I didn't care. The adrenaline, the fury, it was addicting. I kept killing. To stay in control, to save myself, but also because I couldn't stop.
Talia, that's enough.
I could do this forever, Baron. Let the wilds turn me into one of its creatures, only remembering you when you speak, until I forget the day you stopped. And one day, something stronger will come, and I'll die. But I'll die free, and you'll be long gone anyway.
Do you hear yourself? You doom your people for this? How could you be so selfish? You think this place will make you strong? You think I'll just sit and watch?
Please join me in welcoming Joan Marlis to the Crown's College today. Joan? These are now your peers. I'm counting on all of you to make her feel at home. Tempest, Simon, give her the tour and show her to her quarters. I'll see the rest of you in an hour.
This place is amazing.
Like I remember saying that.
Well, I grew up in a camping van, so it might take a while until I sound so ungrateful. You'll forgive me.
Simon, I'll finish the tour. Jane, was it?
Was it?
I'll give you a bit of advice that everybody here could give you today, at any moment, but because it's part of the game, they won't. Don't sleep tonight. Don't. The cafeteria is this way. Let's have a look and marvel, if you insist.
Joan? Joan? Are you coming in for breakfast? Now, you know where I'm from. It ain't right what you're doing. Wasting some good food like that. I mean, I'll eat it, but my cholesterol's gonna act up again. Things don't taste the same, right? I know it don't. And the air's like molasses. And you're tired all the time. It's so miserable you think it ain't even worth it. Ain't it? You know what's funny? I never seen a sad witch before. Now, I say this with love, but I only know I'm crazy or angry.
I'm not a witch. Not anymore.
Because you ain't got a voice?
Because of people like you.
No, is your condition of being a witch entirely tied to your voice? Do you stop being a witch when you sleep? When you catch a cold?
You don't understand.
Well, plenty of things I don't understand, but the Bible says sometimes you gotta walk by faith, not by sight. You think all that witchcraft is kept just in your tongue? Anywho, breakfast, still there if you want it.
You are part of the universe, living itself.
I'm a witch.
And you will always be.
So it's all just a placebo. But what good's an archer with no bow?
Are you listening to me? I said call him! Call him immediately! I'm not staying
Marlo?
Here!
It's the middle of the night. What's that on your face?
Get me out of here! Let me go now!
Hear my voice and cease to weep. Embrace my words, fall back asleep. What happened?
She says someone got in her room, tried to attack her. We found Simon Beckett on the ground. He wasn't breathing.
Clean the blood off her face and put her in a new room. I'll inform the Beckett.
You didn't need a bow to save yourself then, Marlo.
I told that woman everything. I don't know how much time had passed, but halfway through my story, I realized that I could move again. I got up briefly and tried a couple of shaky steps. Without a word, she got down from the nook and swooped in by my side, locking our elbows together. She helped me step outside, where I got to see the Seminole village for the first time. It was so removed from what I had expected. It wasn't a temporary camp or anything like that. It was a city. Built with the Everglades, the living trees had been grown and shaped to become supporting frames and architectural structures with hanging bridges and platforms overseeing the swamps. Some of the carvings and murals in those trees were older than European cities, and hanging from everywhere above the village, you could see strange orbs. They had stars in trees, guys. It looked like that. I wanted to see how their lights would reflect on the river below, but when I glanced down, I saw something kind of weird. I thought people were just swimming in the water at first, but then I hear myself ask out loud. Is that a fucking mermaid?
Oh, no, that's... Oh, you don't know who the drowned ones are, do you?
Clearly not.
Okay. Yeah, so crusaders don't always burn cities to the ground. Some of them, they...
Drown?
Yeah, underwater. And they just call them lakes. There's like a dozen of them across America. Specifically, black towns that no one remembers, but the people that stayed and the spirits they pray to.
And you're saying that the people survived?
Yeah. Got themselves some scales and gills, and even we didn't know about them for years. They got called demons and monsters. It's a whole thing. But yeah, they're pretty chill. Very weird sense of humor. Really good fishermen, obviously, so that comes in handy.
So, did this used to be a drowned city?
No, we just have a big population because, well, swamp. They moved here. Oh, also, their eyes look weird, but if you go talk to one of them, do make an effort to keep eye contact, because it's kind of rude if you don't.
So. Sure, yeah. Thanks, that's...
Anyway, you were saying you left Japan, and then what?
Right. This is my second time in America. And I kept talking as we walked bridge to bridge, everyone we crossed by carefully ignoring us, like it was routine with the path. But I could feel the eyes of a few on my neck, turning around as we walked past them. I don't know what happened to Elio after that. And the rest, you know. I chased down that demon and met you.
Wow, that is, well, so wild. I'd give you a hug, but you said you hate those.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, by the way, how much were the drinks in London? I heard it's crazy expensive.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. I'm sorry, that's your question?
Hey!
Hey, babe, you spoke with the elders?
Yeah. He can walk already?
I'm feeling much better, yeah. Rihanna was just showing me around. You
who?
Have a really beautiful...
What?
What did you call her?
It's Rihanna, right? Rihanna Rockefeller?
You told him your name was Rihanna?
That's my name.
Shinji, this is Roxanne. Roxanne Redfeather.
Come on.
Why would you...
I don't give my name to strangers like that. You know that. We don't even know him.
Rihanna Rockefeller?
Listen, it was that or Regina Rattlesnatcher.
Babe, this is the funniest thing you've ever said, and I love you so much. But we got a bit of a situation here.
Sorry, you're right. What did the elders say?
I said there's an Aztec god on the loose. They said okay. Then they asked me if I could drive. I said yes. They say find a car and take your sniper girlfriend with you. Be back before next Sunday because that's Nazoni's birthday.
Yo. And if we do that, we can get her a gift on the way back.
Exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Sorry. Why did they recommend that you... take the sniper girlfriend.
Girl, don't play dumb.
I'm sure it won't come to that.
So, when do we leave?
Tomorrow evening. We need to gather some supplies.
Road trip, baby! Woo! Shotgun front seat, I'll go pack my stuff.
Is she always?
Yeah. I'm gonna marry her one day.
Cool.
Now that's better. Oh, you got a hell of an appetite.
I'm going to leave.
And how are you going to do that?
One day at a time.
Ah, there they are. You got them witch's eyes.
Thank you for the food.
Their pleasure's mine. And don't go dwell up that wall again. If you're getting bored, there's some work around here that needs doing.
I'll help. Tomorrow.
Sure thing. Shout if you need anything. I gotta let the goats out now.
Joan went back outside, walking towards the forest.
Where do I start? Why not try a rhyme with your hands? You already did, days ago, nothing. But can you still...
She joined hands together, replaying the events of the past few days in her head. The confusion, the reach for a spell every time, and the pain when she failed. Every time. How terrified she had been. How easily they had found her, subdued her by a clunky spell whispered by a child. She pulled all these thoughts from below, let them ignite in her mind, and then pushed them back down, fueling her will. And there it was. That power. Like the roots of her old self. Or a seed, maybe. If she signed the word, she could have destroyed the entire area. But who knew if she'd be spared? This power was brute. Unreliable. Rhymes brought precision. A razor edge intent. But this was a start. She would do like the first time she found herself prisoner. She would do like Tempest had taught her all these years ago at the Crown's College.
I have to get out of here.
Why? You're off to a great start. If anything, you went up in the rankings.
Because someone died?
Every pretender out of the way is a step closer to the throne. Why do you think he tried?
If that's how it works, why did you warn me? Wouldn't you be better off as well?
Because I'm not threatened. No offense.
I need to talk to my dad.
They won't let you. Apparently, attachments to our old life may hold us back or something.
Yeah, that's not happening. I'm off.
Mm-mm.
Let go of me.
I don't want any of this. I don't want to be queen. I don't even
The college is ran by a special branch of the SCU. What do you think the C stands for?
Oh, I wouldn't dare say it.
If you try and leave now, you won't even make it to the gates. And there'll be no second chance once they have their eyes on you.
You want me to wait?
Hmm. People tend to think in days and weeks, but if you embrace the wait, you'll always get what you want. In 6 months, you'll understand why you didn't stand a chance. In a year, you might actually have one. I can see to it.
I don't know you.
Yeah, that's how meeting people usually goes. But once you understand how bored I am of this place, it'll be different.
Why would that tell me anything?
Because everyone here's struggling, and I'm really not. So they spend all their time working on their spells or coping. And there's just no one to hang out with. I'm so bored, Jane.
Joan.
I know.
That clearing seems like a nice spot. Sit down. Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe out. Good. Again, bring your awareness to your lungs. Deeper breath. You can do it. Again. And... Did you hear that?
What? What?
It's okay. It's perfectly normal.
It was... It hurt for a second, and then it just went away, and... My breathing's different.
Your lungs expanded, so your ribs had to readjust. We call it shedding.
It's incredible.
Now you breathe like a witch, and it will stay like this as long as you practice regularly.
Take your time, Marla. You know this. What words should you sign? Inhale, shed, breathing. Don't think about it. Let it come. Breathe. Breathe.
I will tell you my truth, Talia, but you will not understand. I am not a creature for a single body. I am for crowds and masses, and I miss being a child, an old man, a drunken painter, and both the lovers. I am the ocean, Talia, curled inside a bottle.
Oh, this will never work, Baron. We both want it all.
There is some that can help us.
Who?
We have people in these lands. Return me to them. And I'll let you be.
Maybe, Baron. But not yet.
I spent the night with the Seminoles. Then most of the day, packing out the car with supplies. Ammo, rations, first aid kits, and a guitar that Roxanne liked to play on the road. I told our story, again, to Chia the medic, and when we got into Roxanne's truck, she quickly took the lead.
The kid said he left his friends at the D99. We'll just drive towards that, and I'll pick up the vibes eventually.
The what?
The vibes. Like, from the wind and stuff.
I'm sorry, but what is she talking about?
The vibes.
I don't know how to make it any clearer.
Don't worry, he'll get it.
If it weren't for that feeling of impending doom and, you know, the overall worry for my friends, it would have been quite nice. Chia and Roxanne were great company. They're really... I don't know, they really rolled with it. They didn't pressure me with too many questions. This just seemed like a routine trip for them. They started chatting about places they wanted to see, people they might visit on the way back. They asked me about Japan. I taught Roxanne a couple of swear words. I guess that this was really their routine. Chia took roads no one else seemed to know about. And when you've been escaping crusaders your whole life, you start to talk about other things.
Okay, wait. So, is it Kiso? So? Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And it means what again?
It's like saying, shit. You use it in the same way.
How's my accent?
I mean, it's one word.
Babe, you wanna try? Babe?
Sorry, I was focused. It's hard to decipher the wind at 100 miles an hour.
Deciphering the vibes?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth asking again what it means? Or?
Well, Chia can, hear things. She's Cherokee, so she likes to keep it vague. They got their secrets.
What can you hear?
Thoughts, emotions, stuff like that.
She said you were gay, for example. Is that right?
How could it be wrong?
It's your business, but, you're in the right car to talk about that kind of thing, because.
Yeah, okay, wow. Kind of creepy, not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's why I usually keep it to myself. People get weird around a telepath.
Can you read my thoughts right now?
Nah, she's gotta touch you. Sorry, I don't mean to speak for you, babe.
I know, it's okay.
Why is touching necessary?
In a world so alive, there's a lot to listen to. So if I want to hear you and block out the whispers from the wind, the earth, and every living thing, I have to touch you. Get the two nervous systems connected.
Cool. What else did you learn?
I don't dig into my patient's mind. I was raised right. I picked up on the gay thing after you woke up.
Like, what? I'm just curious what gave off the...
You look at men a lot, dude. I could just feel the
lust.
I was going to say interest, but yeah.
Okay.
It's not weird, don't worry. It happens all the time. I'm a great wingman if you ever need.
She's so good. Every time I try, it's like, hey, have you met my friend or whatever? And then whoever I'm doing it for gets mad because the target keeps talking to me instead. And I'm like, sorry, I have so many stories and... they're all interesting. And then my friend calls me a whore, but not in a good way. And, they stop inviting me to do things with them because the whole fiasco happened. Yeah, it was rough.
Wow, that's so shit. I'm sorry.
Right? Like, give me a break. It's not my fault. You can't... You know what? Whatever.
How did you two meet then?
Through the path. We were put on a couple of missions together and... She's a great shot. She aimed for my heart and did not miss.
Aw, I am a great shot, aren't I? And you, Flamingo, they're a boy?
It's complicated.
It's never complicated. They're into you or they're not. Leave mind games to the professionals.
No, that's not the issue. It's more like, we both just have a lot going on at the moment and it's not even a relationship. Like, I've known him for, 2 weeks. So it's not like it's, it's complicated.
Yeah, you gay as fuck.
You're so different from what I imagined.
We're gonna need some context here, girl.
You two grew up here, right? Your whole life?
Uh-huh.
I'm from Oklahoma.
But you seem fine.
Okay.
Is that your question? How are we fine?
Fine is a strong word.
I used to hear my grandmother cry every night about what we've lost. And the things I've sensed in the souls of people around me. It does something to you growing up. And either you learn how to live with it, or it burns right through you.
Yeah, and I'm not letting that happen. They want to kill me. They'll have to do it themselves. I won't drown in grief, and I won't burn in rage. I won't make it easy. But this joy, this smile, that is an act of resistance.
It's what they've tried so hard to destroy and failed. We still got joy. We still got pride. and with it we'll survive.
And one day we'll put a bullet through the Emperor's head. But in the meantime, we just do what we can.
Yeah. One day.
We had been driving through an orange field the size of an ocean when Gia suddenly hit the brake and turned the car around. Slammed on the accelerator.
Whoa, okay. That's fucking ominous.
Something's running in the field.
All right.
Roxanne quickly assembled her rifle as Gia flipped a switch behind the wheel, opening the sunroof. I saw a quick flash of light from the corner of my eyes bouncing off something red. Something was running and keeping up with the car. Something with a crystal skin.
I have no line of sight. Can we just get out of this orange field?
We're in Florida!
Bullets won't pierce their skin, but I think I can open the way.
No, baby, I'm a professional. And just like my face, these bullets were blessed.
And with that, Roxanne stood up through the roof and locked onto her first turn. Something tumbled through the field and stopped.
That's one. Two.
Roxanne!
A demon jumped from the opposite field, claws out, ready to tear her apart. But Roxanne didn't turn. Instead, she bent over backward and pulled the trigger.
Eat my ass, Sandy Oakley!
Alright, I think that was the last one.
Did you just no-scope a demon out of the air?
It was the size of a car. What is there to scope?
Don't we have to burn the bodies if the crystal spreads?
Crusader's problem.
Listen, we want to stay on that trail while it's hot.
What trail?
Demon trail. Whatever made them can't be far.
We're going to start seeing angels flying overhead pretty soon. Let's just hope we find him before they do.
I glance at Roxanne dismantling her rifle. I wasn't sure I wanted us to find you first, Elia.
Hundreds of kilometers away, carried by their feathered wings, Nessa and Sisi dipped towards a nearby forest. The witch and her apprentice settled for a short rest on the branches of a high tree.
I didn't know my wings could hurt.
We'd need to be half our size for this form to be sustainable. Let's find something to eat.
I brought seeds we could grow.
No witchcraft while our wings are clipped. Come, I think I hear rabbits.
The feathers folded back into skin as the two witches ventured through the forest.
I was hoping we'd go for a deer this time. It's getting a bit difficult
to... Shh!
What?
And then came the silence, like a flood. Nessa pushed Sisi to the ground as the quiet wave engulfed them, followed by a single gunshot that narrowly missed them. The shot exploded against a truck behind them, lacerated its bark, and burned through its core. The smell of the bullet trail unfurled through the forest. The sulfury aura all around them clawed at the burning wood. Nessa dragged Sisi back up, shielding her, pushing her to go and run to the edge of silence so she could take flight. They both started running, but Nessa was too slow. The second bullet went through her thigh. Lead and poison bit her flesh, flooding her veins with lava. Meanwhile, Sisi kept going. Without turning back. Without hesitation. Like she had once promised she would do. The silence melted with the gunman's approach. Through the pain, through the smokes and the fire, Nessa took refuge in words, reached for the ones that had saved her countless times, for the rhymes that had built and protected this life she cherished.
I'm not here. I am not weak. I do not falter. I stand and...
The ground shivered below her feet. It did not wake. Did not listen. The rhyme was just out of reach. The worlds tumbled in her mind, the tapestry of power came apart and burned in the molten rivers that spread through her veins, clouding her mind.
I'm not here. I do not die.
The gunman holstered his weapon, then turned his eyes towards the sky. Through the wildfires and burning flesh, the wind still carried her scent. And so the hunt continued.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Desperado. This week we have the pleasure to introduce Abigail Stewart as Roxanne, Robin Regalado as Chia, and Sarah Passos as the Academy Evaluator. Joan is played by Emma Blackley-Peach, Nessa by Georgia McKenzie, Cece by Mei Konishi, Elio is played by Sammy Suisi, Talia by Tammy Ige, Shinji by Tibet Boyer, Asher by Patrick Hutchinson, Samdi by AJ Bediako, La Katrina by Carolina Hoyos, Tempest by Sophia Ingar, and Caleb by Rhys Downing. And a huge thank you to Brad Colebrook for dialogue editing this episode. We would not have been able to make this show without them. If you'd like to know more about Desperado, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Desperado_radio, on Tumblr at Desperado Podcast, or on the Hug House website, where you can also find all our transcripts. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.